are back on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. It, of course, is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rocco Nushi and Tom Evans here with you. We are done with sectionals. Through we go to the district round and sending nine of his guys to the districts and capturing a sectional title for the first time in school history. It is Avon Lakehead Wrestling Coach Scott Sedlick who makes his return again to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Coach, thank you very much for taking the time once again to join us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Well, we are just fine, Coach. And, I mean, we haven't spoke with you since really the beginning of the season where you guys got off to a flaming hot start. And this season, you guys never really slowed down over there at Avon Lake, again, sending nine through now to the district round. Coach, what's kind of allowed you guys to keep this momentum going really from the jump of the season?
Yeah, you know, the momentum comes from the kids, and they're wrestling hard, they're practicing hard, they believe in themselves, and when you start winning, it becomes contagious. Those guys, they want to keep winning, and they feel like they got something to prove, and they've been doing it all year, and they're just going to keep grinding it out, I think.
Scott, you're heading out to Perrysburg, and you know Perrysburg's loaded, and we know the team up in Lakewood's got a couple decent wrestlers as well. But you got your brackets in front of you, and this was always kind of an interesting time a year for me. How much work do you do on maybe pre-scouting or trying to figure out who's going to be where? Do you do any of that, or you just kind of get the kids ready and say, we're just going to go out and wrestle our tails off every round and see where it falls?
Well, I look at the brackets. I kind of see where the guys are and who they've wrestled and who the other guys have wrestled. I study a lot of stuff. And I study how when we get to wrestle other teams, I look at, a film of us wrestling different people. And we got to wrestle Perrysburg. We got to wrestle St. Ed's. So we've seen that most of those guys, there's a couple guys that were hurting, and the brackets aren't going to work out the same. So we kind of know that. But for the most part, we just go wrestle. It's like every match is different. It's a wrestling match. You got to be tough. You got to be mean. You got to go out there and scrap. Every day is different. You never know. You wrestle somebody one time and you get beat. Next time you wrestle, you might be able to go out there and do some things that are different than the first time. And it's always a different thing with wrestling. You never know what you're going to get. So we just prepare them the best we can, send them out there and say, go get them.
Scott, there's probably going to be five mats going on, wrestling going on all over the place. And I remember when we used to go out to Mentor, I used to tell my kids when we got to Mentor, just focus on your match. Your teammates will take care of themselves. Because up to now, your kids want to cheer for each other. They want to be mat side. They want to be cheering for their teammate. But this is a time of year where they really just have to focus on what they need to do and just get to that next round. How do you get them to your guys have been focused, obviously, all year. They've done a phenomenal job. Do you make a change in that at all as you head out to Perrysburg?
No, I don't think you do. I think you are wrestling. You're wrestling for yourself. That is true. I do think there is something to be said about when your teammates, we get to that blood round. It kind of happened last year. You get to that blood round, and the first guy who's in there, and he makes it to state. And then after that happens, you kind of want to pay attention to that because each one of your kids is going to feed off that, the energy and the excitement. And they're going to then get hyped up and ready to wrestle. And I think there's a positive aspect to watching your teammates, especially if they're getting through and they're winning, and then you kind of feed off each other, and nobody wants to lose, everybody wants to do better. And I think that's kind of the concept that we look at. We try to look at that positive aspect of it versus, if a guy goes out there and doesn't wrestle very well, then you don't want to look at that and think, oh, man, hope that doesn't happen to me. So, one of those types of things.
I think that's one of the things that people have always kind of sold short in wrestling. They've always, we always talk about it being an individual sport, but really that momentum is such a key, and you see it probably more in dual meets, but you can really see it, and that's a great example, that blood round, and you might want to explain to our listeners, some of our listeners, what the blood round is, because we talk about that a lot in wrestling, and we know how important that is, but tell us a little bit about the blood round.
Yeah, the blood round is, it's that match to go to state. If you're not in the finals, wrestling first and second, where you're already going, you're down in that consolation semifinal match, and the winner of that match goes to the state, and the loser of it, he has to wrestle to try to be an alternate or something, which obviously is not the ideal goal of your season. So that blood round is it's basically win or go home, and it's big time. It's exciting.
Heading out, how's the health of your team right now, Scott?
We had some injuries and some things happened to some of our good guys throughout the course of the season. But right now, I think we are as healthy as we could possibly be at the moment, and we're looking pretty solid heading into this weekend.
What kind of changes do you make in your practice schedule the week going into districts? I know we used to kind of pare things down and try to keep the intensity high, but keep everybody healthy as well.
That's exactly it. I mean, that's pretty much where it is. Shorter practices, we still go hard. The conditioning's still there. The live wrestling is still there. The drilling's there. Kids are doing more of specialized stuff. They're going to drill their own things. I'm not going to be telling them what to drill. And they're working on the things that they've done best and trying to get better at the things that they've been working on all year.
Coach, I know we've asked you, you know, questions along this line of thinking before, but when you look at the conference that you're in, the SWC, lots of great talent as far as the wrestling scene goes. When we get to the sectional and the districts rounds and of course, states right after that, how much does being in a good wrestling conference like the SWC kind of, you know, keep you, your staff, your guys ready for the intensity and the physicality that this level of postseason tends to bring?
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, you always want good teams and be able to wrestle good teams all year. That's kind of the key to keep yourself, you know, wrestling that high-level competition. You don't ever take anything for granted, which is good. And this year we had the extra bonus of being able to wrestle, you know, the regional duels and then at the state duels. You know, we got to wrestle the top eight teams in the state. And so we got to go out there and I think our kids are as battle-tested as they possibly could be. There's nothing going to surprise them at this tournament they haven't already seen. They wrestled that are ranked first and second and third and fourth and fifth in the state. So, you know, in that aspect, we wrestled the toughest competition. We're going to go out there and keep wrestling it and see what happens.
Coach, you know, one more for me before we let you go, and I'm just kind of curious your thoughts on this. You know, with the girls now having a place down at the state tournament at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus, as far as wrestling goes, you know, obviously you guys have girls a part of the wrestling over there at Avon Lake. We've got a number of other Lorain County schools that have girl involvement with wrestling, if not a full-blown girls program. What do you think that does for the sport and just for girls wrestling overall, getting them, you know, on the mats down there in the state tournament in Columbus this year?
I think it's exciting. I'm pretty excited about it. We got some girls on this team that are going to be down there wrestling for sure this year. And being able to compete at that high level and get on the podium and all those good things that we want to see. And it's just good for them. They deserve the same stage, the same spotlight, sort of say, as the boys do. They put in just as much work as the guys in my practice room do every day. They actually practice together, so they're getting the exact same practice all the time. And they've worked their butts off, and they deserve that.
Scott, I got to tell you, you know, last year I helped over at Lutheran West with the girls qualifier, and Rajon and Hattie, and all four girls, just a ton of personality. Probably one of the favorite interviews I've done as a wrestling or football broadcaster. That just so much spirit and so much energy from the girls, just great, and it's great to watch that transferred into our sport as well.
Yeah, they do have a lot of personality there, a lot of personality. I love them to death. They're awesome.
Good deal, good deal. Well, Coach, thank you very much, as always, for the time. We very much appreciate it. Best of luck to you and the guys as you make your way towards the district round. And, of course, we'll be excited to follow along with the rest of the journey here in the wrestling season. So thank you again, Coach, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you guys very much. Thanks for having me.
Good luck, Scott.
Have a good one.
And that is Avon Lake head wrestling coach Scott Sedlick as he gets his guys ready for the district round. We'll be right back with more. We'll break down Coach Sedlick's comments, and we'll get some more right here on the Cobalt Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM. Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.